and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by Alan Ewing, who is the Executive Director of the Car Connectivity Consortium. Alan, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Thanks, Bob. Doing great.
Tell us a little bit about this very unique organization that you represent.
Yeah, the Car Connectivity Consortium is basically an industry association comprised of members from the auto manufacturing industries, the handset manufacturing industries, and also the folks that make the radios, the head units, and the vehicles. So we count our members right now about 78 member companies representing all the major auto guys, U.S., Japan, Korea, Germany, Europe, etc. The handset side, we see Samsung, LG, HTC, all the usual suspects.
All the big names.
Exactly.
And tell us a little bit about what you do hand-in-hand with the automakers.
Right. So what CCC, which is a little bit easier to spit out, is all about is standardizing a connectivity technology between smartphones and the head units, the radios, and the vehicle.
Sure.
So the technology that we've come up with, we've termed it, we call it MirrorLink.
Very good. Certainly, every year when I get the opportunity to go to the Consumer Electronics Show, you notice more and more of the automakers having a presence there. Every year, the number grows. There's a real problem for the automakers because the consumer electronics industry can turn around products in a very short span of time, while automakers tend to take 3 to 4 years to bring a new product to market.
Exactly.
So I can see how the Car Connectivity Consortium could be a huge help to everybody, kind of leveling the playing field.
Right, and that's one of the things. I come from the consumer electronics world, so one of the things that in my role here has been to really try to understand that in the product life, and the product development cycles. So that's been quite interesting for me in understanding how to work together to make sure that we're linking those two worlds up.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to in the future. Definitely we're seeing it already. More and more vehicles are becoming connected, and certainly more and more people are using advanced phones.
Right. So with MirrorLink, the real advantage here is it's a non-proprietary solution.
Mm-hmm.
So it's agnostic when it comes to the OS on the phone and also the head units. So ideally, where we're heading and the value we really bring here is it doesn't matter which vehicle you get in and out of as long as MirrorLink is part of the functionality. So if you rent a car, for example, when you go on the road and that head unit has MirrorLink functionality, all of the apps that you were enjoying using at home on your MirrorLink head unit on your personal vehicle will work on the rental car.
So it will seamlessly transition in the rental car?
Exactly. That's the advantage of the standardization.
Oh, that is fantastic. So you've got to be getting a lot of great feedback from the automakers.
Oh, yeah, and they're very involved and very excited and very expending a lot of energy here because they see the value. It's a natural fit.
And as we see a lot of things change within generations, back when I was growing up when folks were looking at buying their first car, some of the things are important were, number one, like style and power and handling. And today when you talk to a young person who's perhaps buying their first vehicle, the number one thing on their list is connectivity. How well is it going to connect with my my mobile devices, sometimes multiple devices?
Exactly. And, addressing that gap is interesting. You know, not to make light of it, but, you know, one of the nice things about MirrorLink is it really does pass the mother-in-law test, right? You know, doing the technical support for folks, you know, in the next generation.
Yeah.
You know, it's if it's not intuitive, if it's not simple, right. If it's not straightforward, it's not going to get used. And what we see, you know, with MirrorLink's real, you know, impact into the industry is if we can create a less distracted driving environment for people and still allow them to use their phones. We know they're going to use their phones.
Mm-hmm.
That's a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But if we create a safer environment for them to use their phones, everything's just going to be better. So that's what MirrorLink really also brings to the table, is that less distracted environment, and keep it simple.
That's great. And distracted driving, without question, Alan, is a huge problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And that's, you know, for me, this is part of the excitement here is, you know, we're really doing something valuable and useful for people here.
So, Alan, this is great news, and I would imagine with a lot of automakers during these press days.
Yes, very much so. And, you know, the nice thing with these folks is they're already on board.
Yeah.
So now it's a matter of refining the technology and addressing the special cases that we want to make sure are looked after.
If one of our listeners would like to find out more information about your organization, why don't you give out the website and any other particular information you'd like to?
Oh, sure. And feel free to come to our website. It's www.carconnectivity, all spelled all together, .org.
Really a pleasure to meet you, and I'll have to get down to your booth and check it out. I thank you so much for coming up to my broadcast locale.
I certainly appreciate the time. Thanks.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
Thanks, Bob.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-987-2192 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love stole her from a friend. He got
back here in Los Angeles bringing you coverage of the recently concluded press days. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to shine the spotlight on all things Jaguar with the gentleman who is the production studio director of design for Jaguar, and the gentleman's name is Wayne Burgess. Wayne, thank you so much for joining us here on the show, and welcome to Los Angeles.
It's my pleasure. Pleased to be here. Pleased to meet you.
Let's talk about one of the big debuts here. It's the North American debut of an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous vehicle. It's the Jaguar F-Type, the spiritual successor to the E-Type. Going into this project, that's no easy task. What were some of your goals for the project?
Well, it's a good question, and one that I've been asked a few times since we've revealed the vehicle. It was actually simultaneously one of the easiest jobs in the world and one of the hardest jobs in the world. Easy from the perspective that we were given the opportunity to design the car from a clean sheet of paper. So when you consider that the brief is to design a front-engine, rear-wheel drive, two-seater British sports car with classical proportions, from that point of view, with a clean sheet of paper, it was very easy. You know, it's the car we all dream about designing. The difficulty, of course, is that Jaguar has this long and illustrious heritage of vehicles which for many people are some of the most beautiful cars in history. So you have to be very cognizant of that burden of history, heritage, and the provenance that we have in the vehicles. But also you've got to design something which is thoroughly modern and contemporary and can't be too rearward looking. So that was the challenge. Nevertheless, I think with F-Type, we've managed to achieve something which is a very, very modern car, but actually still plays to some of the things that appeal so strongly in those classic vehicles. And as I say, it's about proportions and architecture. That's what your mind sees first from 100 yards away, and that's what makes you like a car in the first instance.
I love talking to designers. Some of my favorite guests over the years, I've been doing National Automotive Radio here in North America for about 20 years, and it's great to talk to folks like yourself and kind of get into your head a little bit and talk about some of the things that influence you as a designer. What are some of the things that you look at that help influence your automotive design?
Well, it's interesting. If you take a walk around the Jaguar Design Studio and go to any designer's desk, including my own, you'll normally find there's some science fiction annuals or manuals there. There's normally some periodicals about aircraft. You know, there's a few copies of Aeroplane and Flypast. There's nearly always a Star Wars book of some description. There's normally also military vehicles. And in the case of vehicle interiors, we look a lot at sort of premium audio design, decent domestic product design. So you'll find this kind of catalogues for Bowers and Wilkins and a big mix of influences, but certainly on the exteriors of the cars, when it comes to detailing things like headlamps, the first thing we normally do is start looking at kind of science fiction books and look at spacecraft. A good example of that is if you look at the headlamp internal details on the F-Type, unlike the 12 model year XF and XJ, we have what we call the TIE fighter signature around the projector unit, whereby we recall the form of the TIE fighter from Star Wars in the housing around the projector unit. And I always said to the team, you know, I want this to look like a beautiful model of a TIE fighter set within this lovely black presentation box.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a one example of where the influence translates very directly into the car. Also on F-Type, there's the dynamic switch down on the center console by the transmission shifter, which looks like it's come from a military aircraft, and that's absolutely true. In the case of that particular element, myself and a chap called Alistair Whelan, who was looking after the interior design on F-Type, we were looking at a magazine that had a big feature on the Eurofighter Typhoon, and looking at an image of the cockpit, and we noticed down by the throttle was this switch which looks very similar to the dynamic switch on F-Type, and we noticed that it was actually a power selection button, and it had combat cruise and economy. And we thought it was hilarious that a frontline fighter jet had an economy mode. So, you know, this idea that you go and have a dogfight and then put it into economy to save the environment on your way home really made us chuckle, as it's done yourself. And we said, well, we've got to use that switch as inspiration for our dynamic mode. There's another example.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about the face of the F-Type. This is always a very important design element for any vehicle. When you look at the face of the F-Type, what are some of the design elements that you could point out to us?
Well, the most important one, and I guess the one that's maybe surprised some people as we've moved away from the oval mouth that XK today has, which of course is quite a direct reference to the E-Type, to a mouth that is much more inspired by the saloon, so it has something which is very similar to XJ and XF. And that's been very deliberate for us. We recognise that, you know, Jaguars, they're not a commonplace vehicle on the roads, therefore the recognition levels aren't as high as they could be. So we're trying to reinforce some front-end graphic themes that are consistent across our car lines. So when you see the grille on the F-Type, you're reminded of XJ and XF at the same time. It's been reproportioned. It's much more landscape on the sports car. Has a slightly softer, more voluptuous feel to it because of the form language, which then flows back from the grille. And that's something that happens on every Jaguar. The Jaguar kind of sets the template of the front of the car, which then dictates the design lines that flow back. So that was a big and, I suspect, unexpected change that we made to the mouth of the car. And then it was about using the graphics to emphasise the design lines, which are most important on the vehicle. Now, Ian Callum, my boss, always says a good piece of automotive design can be described in a maximum of 3 lines. He's absolutely right. In the case of F-Type, you can actually do it in 2. And it's the crease line that runs from between the outboard air intakes, the shark gills, as we call them. There's a vertical splitter that runs between the shark gills. That crease runs off the splitter through the front fenders, washes out through the door, and then a new crease appears over the rear fender to emphasize the muscularity of the rear wheel arches. That is really, in essence, the design of F-Type. It's 2 lines and perfect proportions. So at the front of the vehicle, we use it to bisect the shark gill vents. We also use the headlamp graphics, the internals, to again reflect that crease line. So the J-blade day-right running lamps, which are becoming a feature on all Jaguars, and the J is obviously J for Jaguar, but that line is entirely coincidental with the crease that runs through it and runs through the fender. So you're using the lamp graphics to reinforce the crease line, the design line that runs through the body.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator. refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Should know by the way you parked your car sideways, I wouldn't last. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love and leaving fast. Guess it must be done. You should have bought your pool of horses, Trojan song.
Well, it's a spectacular vehicle, and it's North American debut here in Los Angeles. Everybody come down and check out the F-Type. The other big news, of course, so last year we saw the introduction of the fastest road-going Jaguar to date, the XKRS, and now for 2013 we are seeing the introduction of the XFRS with the same power plant. And I've seen some pictures of it. I've not seen it in person yet. It looks like an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous vehicle.
Yeah, it's an absolute road burner, that car. Is it's definitely one that I'll be campaigning to get on my drive next year. I mean, I think the XFRS is going to be a car for aficionados. It's for people who want the ultimate performance saloon with all of the Jaguar style and attributes that you get. From a performance point of view, it's pretty much directly comparable in every dimension with an XKRS. So it's an incredibly quick car, unrestricted. We've had them running up to approaching 200 miles an hour on our test track. So it's a very fast car because the car's got good inherent aerodynamics. From an aesthetic point of view, and I guess, you know, from a design perspective, we've really allowed the aesthetics of the new bumper, the new rear spoiler, the new Venturi be driven by aerodynamic functionality. So the front bumper and splitter on the car is all about creating downforce, and likewise the spoiler on the rear is about balancing out the downforce we're generating at the front. The extended rocker panels on the car are about keeping the air attached between the wheels. So every appendage that we've added to the car has an aerodynamic function, and it's quite a liberating thing to do as a designer to say, okay, for once we're gonna hand over the reins to the aero team and let them tell us what they want, and we'll work with that. And you know, there's a few conversations we have, but you know, really from an aesthetic point of view, we just need to sweeten it a little bit.
Right.
But the car is all about performance. It's about keeping the car planted on the road at high speeds, delivering the absolute best performance that you can out of that vehicle, and that's really driven the aesthetics of the car. And that's why it looks so ballsy and aggressive, because it's all about that.
Interesting color choice once again, the same hue as we saw in the FX.
Yes,
SKRFS.
Yeah, and that's deliberate as well. We're almost kind of, we're building a link between French Racing Blue and the RS brand.
Yes.
Again, it's quite similar to your shirts, in fact. You could be an ambassador for us.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's about kind of recognizing that these cars are quite unique. As I say, they're an aficionado's choice. And you know what? I if it was Wayne Burgess Car Company, I would almost be inclined to say, you know what? I'm going to limit this to French Racing Blue only. You know, because it's such a strong signature for the vehicle.
I love the exhaust note on the XKRS, and I can only imagine the XFRS is the same. What a absolute blast to drive that vehicle. I had that opportunity to do that this summer. Another new element for the Jaguar brand here in North America is the introduction of intelligent all-wheel drive, and we're going to see that on the XJ range. Stylistically, is that something that is also shown? Is the introduction of the all-wheel drive reflected in the design of those particular models?
No, not at all. The exterior of the car is completely unchanged for all-wheel drive. We worked hard as well to make sure that there was a very minimal lift in the ride height of the vehicles. On XJ, it's negligible. On XF, we had to do a little bit of tweaking with the car to get it to accommodate all-wheel drive. But essentially, we didn't want the cars to look any different. You know, it's just a transmission choice rather than an aesthetic choice. Exactly. So it's quite deliberate to try and keep the cars indiscernible from their two-wheel drive derivatives.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more, Wayne. I personally don't like the all-wheel drive cars that are jacked up and into it really throws off the aesthetics tremendously.
Yeah, and it's for no purpose either. So it didn't sit well with Jaguar's philosophy to do something like that.
So how's it feel as a designer to have penned now what will undoubtedly be one of the great vehicles in Jaguar's history, the new F-Type?
Well, I mean, I should take the point to remind everybody, of course, Jaguar is a design team led by Ian Callum. Obviously, I look after the production studio team, and it's a collaborative effort to have been part of that team and contributed to the design of those cars so far has been the zenith of my career, I would say, and certainly to do a two-seater Jaguar sports car has been an incredible privilege and honour for all of us involved in it. But you know, there's a saying in the car industry, I think Giugiaro first said it, which is you're only as good as your next car. and bear in mind, we work 4 years in advance in the design studio, so I'm kind of already focusing on what we're doing next, but no doubt I hope I'll be talking to you about in a few years' time.
That sounds good to me. Let's make a date to do that. Wayne Burgess, the production studio director for Jaguar, thank you so much for telling us all about the F-Type and the mighty XFRS and all things Jaguar. Thank you, my friend.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Bob. Bye-bye.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
Touching Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4375. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-987-2192 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Yeah.
Check out StunGunMice.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMice.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMice.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMice.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here we go, coming down in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for bringing... 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much as we bring you... Let's do it again. I'm just a little overtired. Coming down in 3, 2, 1. We're back at the Los Angeles International Auto Show, bringing you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days. My name is Bob Long, sitting alongside an old friend. He is the Director of Communications for Subaru here of North America. It's my pleasure to welcome Mike McHale back to the broadcast. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. These can be exhausting days, these auto show days. Yesterday I was doing interviews every 15 minutes, and it takes a toll, and I know you having to put together press conferences and dealing with journalists from all over the world, these can be quite tasking events.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you come into town, and not least you're on your feet for 2 days, which, you know, we're soft and used to desk work, and then suddenly you're on your feet on a hard floor for 2 days, and your feet kill by the end of it. But it's worth it. I mean, it's a great way to spend a couple of days. We have fun, we meet old friends, and we get to talk about our new vehicles, too, so it's all good.
Well, new vehicles, that's one thing we got to talk about here, because a big debut, a North American debut of the new Subaru Forester, an all-new Forester with a lot of significant changes. Tell us all about this new model.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, Forester's been around for three generations. Mm-hmm. This is the fourth coming up, and it's been a great seller for us for a number of years, particularly the last generation. Sales really jumped up. I think we increased sales on the current generation by about 60% over its life, so it's been a very good product for us, but then it's time to renew it. And so then when you renew something that's really popular and really good, you don't want to make too many changes. You don't want to lose the people that really like it. So for this one, we've just made everything just a bit better. It's a little bit bigger than it used to be. It's 1.4 inches longer. It's 0.6 of an inch wider. And now it's really been brought up to date with modern electronics and infotainment. It has AHA radio, mm-hmm. Bluetooth, and all the normal things you'd expect in a car. And of course, it has a boxer engine, which gives it great handling, low center of gravity, and Subaru all-wheel drive, of course, a standard. And so that gives it what we call bonus points. You can buy an SUV anywhere, but you can only buy one Subaru SUV, and that gives you that all-wheel drive experience you wouldn't get anywhere else.
As I've shared with my listeners, I actually own a Subaru Forester 2011 variant, and as a guy that drives in an average year about 75 new vehicles, I get an opportunity to check out everything. And the reason why my wife and myself chose that vehicle was the safety, the residual value, the ease of putting the child safety seat in, as well as its handling. I mean, it's a really good handling car. I mean, the only other car company besides Subaru utilizing a Boxster engine is Porsche.
That's right.
So that tells you something right there.
That's right. And because of its natural shape, it's a very small and low slung engine. It sits very low. It sits between the wheels. And so that means that you're not counteracting that big, heavy, high-up engine you might get in the V6 or a V8. And the engine for this new Forester is all new in the turbo.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two variants this year. We have the naturally aspirated car, 2.5 litre, 170 horsepower. And that's a great all-round family vehicle. It will be great fun for anybody. But the real fun starts with the turbo. The turbo is a 250 horsepower.
Wow.
All-new direct injection 2-litre engine. So it's the first time we've put a direct injection 2-litre engine in Forester, and there's a direct injection engine in our BRZ.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time we've done it in Forester, and it's a lot of fun. We drove it on the track in Japan a couple of weeks ago, and they've really done some work on it. It's almost like WRX meets Forester.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I understand stylistically, too, that the decision was made to eliminate the hood scoop.
Yeah, it's one of those things you don't need it anymore, and mm-hmm. it is one of those iconic things that we sort of, you know, went back and forth on. Should we keep it? Should we not? And the turbo now is mounted underneath the engine, so it doesn't need it anymore. But I think it's almost a pity that you've lost that very iconic view. And so we've worked on the bumpers this year. There are air intakes on the bumpers to give it a more aggressive front end. So hopefully we've made up for it a little bit.
Subarus are so popular in my neck of the woods, in the Boston area, in all of New England. I know you do extraordinarily well there.
Yes.
In the Midwest, you also do quite well. That all-wheel drive is so spectacular.
Yes.
And it's different than a lot of all-wheel drive systems out there. It's asymmetrical. Tell our listeners about that.
It's a symmetrical system, and it's very simple. And the way our Boxster engine is set up, the drivetrain comes straight back to the rear wheels and straight out to the front wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need complicated linkages, and you don't need separate structures and separate gearing to make it happen. So it's very simple, and it doesn't give you too much of a drag on fuel economy, which means that for Forester this year we get 32 miles per gallon, which
that's
is
right.
Decent, you know, with all-wheel drive is very good. And Crosstrek, our other small CUV this year, is the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive car in America. So our all-wheel drive system is very efficient, and it's very simple, very reliable. It's been going for years, and we keep supplying it, and we keep selling it in record numbers.
That's great. And as you mentioned, updated electronics, including a Harman Kardon stereo.
Yes, Harman Kardon is in the car, and also AHA radio. And AHA is a new mm-hmm. a new technology some people might know, and it's a way of bringing what's on your phone into your car. So it syncs up your phone with your navigation or your entertainment system in the car. And so you can play podcasts, download stations, all that stuff, give you weather, and you can ask it, tell it you're hungry. It'll find you something to eat. I don't know what it would find you to eat, but it'll find you something. And the car is thoroughly up to date in that way. And it's been a great couple of years for us, really, since Forester was introduced 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, we've increased sales. We've had 5 years of consecutive increases, 4 years of record sales. Next year probably will be the fifth because of this new Forester. So I have this current Forester very warm in my heart, because it was the start of a big growth spurt for us, and hopefully this next one will carry on.
Transmission wise, I understand there's a new CVT transmission.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's actually our third CVT system. We debuted CVT with Legacy and Outback, I guess two and a half years ago now, and it's just been an outright success. People love it. It's an automatic system, and it's very smooth and very linear. And sometimes journalists, they harp on about CVT and say, oh, it's this or that,
mm-hmm.
but consumers love it. And it's a very efficient system. So we had that in Legacy and Outback for a couple of years. It went into Impreza last year with a lighter unit for Impreza, and now Forester gets two versions. The base model mm-hmm. gets the same CVT that's in Impreza,
mm-hmm.
but then the turbo gets an uprated CVT, which is thicker, heavier.
It makes sense.
And is much more powerful, and it really mates very well. So you have a 250 horsepower engine with a very, very fast CVT system, and it's really fun to drive.
That's wonderful. When will we see the Subaru, the all-new Forester, in dealerships around North America?
Yeah, it'll probably be hitting dealerships sometime in February, March. So it depends on which part of the country you live in. You know, it's a big country to fill all in one go. So some the Northeast usually gets theirs first, and so and the Northwest too. So I would expect to see it probably March time.
Let's talk about the BRZ. I haven't had the opportunity to drive one yet, but I'm so looking forward to it. And boy, you guys have received accolades from the media.
Yeah.
And it looks like you've got a grand slam there.
Yeah, the BRZ was 4 years in development, and as you know, it was a co-development with Toyota. And essentially, Toyota did most of the styling work, and we at Subaru did the engineering, so the chassis work, the design, the handling, the power units, ours, of course. And we, to be honest, when they first talked about it to us maybe 3 years ago, on paper it didn't sound that good. It's a 2 liter, you know, little sports car thing. We thought, okay. And so we went over to drive it, and it was astonishingly good. And so we picked up the pace pretty quick, and we got the car to the country earlier this year. And yeah, it's been an outright success, and the hopefully we'll get a couple more thousand to sell in the next few months. So we're, the demand is so strong, the car's sold out.
That's great.
And we're pushing Fuji to try and get us a few more cars over, see if we can sell some more.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yes, sir. Well, it's pretty much the problem across the whole line for us. I'd say our sales are record numbers this year. We've increased sales by 90% in the last 4 years. And, yeah, it's the biggest problem we have right now is not enough cars in stock.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And a lot of conquest buyers. I know Subaru has tremendous retention with their buyers. So buyers are loyal to the brand once they're into them. But where are they coming from? All over the place?
Yeah, well, there are two numbers that are really interesting right now. One is intended loyalty, and we lead the industry for that. We're at 71%. So that's people saying, I own a Subaru now, I'm probably going to buy another one next time. So we're at the top there. But we also get 60% of our new buyers are conquest.
That's
so they're coming into us. So we're filling the bath up, and it's not running out the bottom. Great. Where they come from, they tend to come from other Japanese manufacturers, the Honda, Toyota, because they're so big. Everybody pulls from them. A little bit from Chevy, and Volkswagen and Mazda, too, are really our primary competitors.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, Mike, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you.
Sure.
Haven't had the opportunity to walk the floor yet, but I'm going to be heading over and taking a look at the all-new Forester. Can't wait to see that, and also get a chance to get behind the wheel of that BRZ.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Bob.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.